From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Donald Trump has canceled his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, blaming recent statements by Pyongyang.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
The White House made public a letter that Trump wrote to Kim Jong-un informing him of his decision. Michael Bowman has more on the reaction from Washington.
Just moments after President Trump's letter to Kim Jong-un was made public, Secretary of State Pompeo placed blame for scrapping the summit squarely on Pyongyang.
I regret the statements that the North Koreans have made over the past few days.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez said the administration should not have been surprised that North Korea is acting as North Korea often does in international negotiations, and that stumbling blocks were foreseeable.
Many of us were deeply concerned that the lack of deep preparation that is necessary before such a summit is even agreed to was not taking place.
By contrast, Republican Senator Cory Gardner spoke as though Kim, not Trump, had put the summit on hold.
I think Kim Jong-un has walked away from a historic opportunity for peace and should be held accountable for his decision.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Iraqi authorities say a suicide bomber detonated an explosive vest on Thursday in Baghdad, killing at least 7 people and wounding 15 others. The Iraqi military says the attack occurred at a park in a predominantly Shiite area. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, though it resembles those carried out by the Islamic State. From Washington, this is VOA News.